A recent divorce case in Singapore raised a crucial question. Can a spouse claim a share of a matrimonial home primarily owned by the in-laws? So here are some tips for parents to consider to protect their family assets. Divorces can be complicated, especially when dividing assets and property, often taking center stage. A recent divorce case in Singapore raised a crucial question. Can a spouse claim a share of a matrimonial home primarily owned by the in-laws? In that case, a Bukit Timah bungalow purchased by the husband's father became the focal point. Despite the property being in the wife's and son's name, the wife sought a one-third share after living there for about 3 years. The lower courts ruled in her favour, emphasising her residency. However, the appellate division of the High Court disagreed, asserting that residency alone does not convert a property into a matrimonial home. The actual owners were deemed to be the husband's parents. A key takeaway is this. If a couple lives in a property owned by a third party or family member, it may not be considered a matrimonial asset, even if they reside there during the marriage. So here are some tips for parents to consider to protect their family assets. Number one, avoid registering the property in the child's name. Parents should refrain from registering the property in their child's name and instead should consider placing it in another family member's name or under a corporate entity. Timing is also significant, because if the property was acquired well before the marriage, it strengthens the argument that it isn't a matrimonial asset. In our example, the Bukit Timah bungalow was bought 11 years before the marriage, reinforcing the notion that it wasn't acquired for matrimonial purposes. Number two, covering maintenance costs. One should ensure parents take responsibility for all property-related expenses, including renovations. This underscores their continued ownership and control over the property. In our example, despite renovations being done for the couple in that case, the patriarch paid for all the costs, reinforcing his dominion over the property. While it's reasonable for families to plan for financial protection before marriage, it's crucial to understand that assets acquired during the marriage are generally considered matrimonial. The longer the marriage, the greater the potential value of assets subject to division. What's important to note is also this. Contributions from both spouses, whether financial or indirect, such as homemaking, are considered by the law when determining asset division. For daughters marrying into wealthy families, for example, here are some practical suggestions. Whenever possible, set up a home with the husband in joint names, making a financial contribution if feasible. If a daughter is a homemaker, focus on indirect contributions to the marriage, such as managing the household and caring for the household needs. Protecting family assets in a divorce requires strategic planning and a clear understanding of legal nuances. By following these practical tips, parents can mitigate the risk of their properties becoming subject to division during a divorce. It's a delicate balance between safeguarding family wealth and ensuring fairness in the eyes of the law. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channels for more legal things.